You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Corey Harris on the line. He's a partner over at SB Pace. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam.
Oh, man. So I always love doing episodes like this. So when I bring on another one of the other partners from the show, so I know we had your other business partner, Julie Traxler, on the show recently. So I'm excited to get your take on things and talk a little bit more about SB Pace. We're also going to get into, business disaster preparedness. We're going to talk about that. Very timely subject. So let's just kick it off, Corey, by talking a little bit more about what you're doing at SB Pace. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not 100% certain what my partner Julie had had told you with her interview or her podcast that she did with you, but you know, we started this company, and it'll be interesting to see what our answers, how they might differ, but we started this company at the beginning of this year, and we both had just kind of grown tired of working for the corporate world. So depending, we had worked for Fortune 500 companies, worked for, smaller companies, but it was just kind of one of those things where it was just kind of nameless, faceless organizations. And we really didn't like doing that. So we started working on an idea, and this had been something that had been going on for a while, to just create our own firm. And we began by just trying to find a market that we were interested in and kind of whittled it down to small business, which turns out to be, is from a consulting perspective, like a very underserved market segment in the business industry. So we started focusing on what we could do there. And then the whole pandemic hit. So that kind of made us, we had to pivot pretty quickly, just like everybody else did, in trying to figure out what we were doing. And so that turned into us just kind of calling around, talking to friends and family who own small businesses, really just chatting with them, just trying to figure out what it is that they may need help with, how we could help them. It was more like that. At that point, it was just like everybody's just scrambling to stay afloat. So, we weren't even offering services. We were just like, look, what can we do for you? We've got time. We've got this expertise. So we started working on some things, a couple of little projects that we had with some people who took us up on the offer just to help them out. And it's a good kind of combination that she and I have in that she works a lot. She's much better at creating the connections, working on marketing and selling and communications and all of that type of stuff. Whereas I'm more of the analytical, data driven, process oriented type of person. So we have a good kind of combination there that allows us to just between the two of us focus on many different aspects within the business. So that's kind of where we got started. And then we moved into, while we were doing that, we started writing a book, which, we bit off way more than we could chew. I know that you've done that quite a bit, Adam, and it is a process. Let me tell you, I had no idea going into it how much work that was going to be.
But it's fun. It's a labor of love. Everybody out there, still write your book, but it is work. So go ahead, Corey.
I'm not trying to discourage people from doing it, but it's definitely you have to be committed to doing it. It's not something you can just kind of do on the side. So that's where we were with the book and just kind of where we are now, just kind of growing our brand and growing our business, focusing again on helping small businesses. I like to focus more on just kind of startups and that type of stuff. And then, like you mentioned, the disaster preparedness.
What are some of the, there's a lot of business owners listening, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening. And what are some of the types of services and or types of clients that you like to work with? Because there's some people that need help, especially disaster preparedness and what you're doing. I mean, what are the types of businesses you like working with?
So as our name says, the SB PACE, which stands for Small Business Planning, Advising, Coaching, Expertise, we focus primarily on the small businesses, and we're not really picky at all in the industry that we like to focus on, but we're more interested in working with those people who are motivated to actually change what they're doing or to prepare their business. Because a lot of people, they like to dabble in it. We've worked with some clients who they're not as easy to work with because they're not as motivated to get the job done. So, for me at the end of the day, I don't really feel like I'm providing value if I can't work with somebody who also wants to, because we can't do the work for them. We can help them, we can kind of push them in the right direction and make sure that what they're doing is correct and effective, et cetera. But, ultimately they know their business. So that's who we, we really look for, those motivated small business owners.
So you obviously, you did a lot of work on the front end with this, so meaning you interviewed or helped a lot of people, and especially everything that happened that with the pandemic, and you're thinking about, how they're prepared for a disaster, what that looks like going forward. I mean, what are some of the findings that you came up with, like just going through that process?
Well, one of the interesting things was that that a lot of people were way more prepared than they really thought they were. Oftentimes it's one of those things where you just need to talk to somebody outside of your business, outside of like your circle, to just get a different, a different opinion. And it doesn't even have to be an expert, just somebody who's not familiar with your business, who's going to ask you questions. Because like by the end of like a lot of our calls, people are like, oh, well, man, this was, a huge benefit. I didn't think that I was, that as good off as I was. And I mean, granted, for the pandemic, nobody we talked to actually planned for this. Nobody. I mean, we even talked to a local museum here in Richmond, Virginia, and they have somebody on staff whose job is to, he's their like emergency management coordinator. And we talked to him, and he was like, yep. He's like, we didn't have this in our playbook. Nobody expected this one. From that perspective, I don't think anybody needs to feel bad for getting caught off guard by this, but there's a lot of things that people had done that they were able to, quote unquote, repurpose for a situation like this. And the number one thing was just having a savings account, like not significant, but a couple months worth of bills on hand, expenses on hand was just something that made everybody's life just a little bit easier, a little less stressful. That was one. And then the one thing that I'm actually finding out right now, and this is something that kind of ties into the book, but it's just a part of human nature, is how quickly people forget. Like we're not out of the woods yet. And people who we're talking to who have some small businesses and they're starting to get momentum, get back to where they were prior to the pandemic. And we're talking to them and it seems like they're already like they're not looking in the rearview mirror anymore. They're just looking straight ahead. From the 2008 financial crisis, I mean, like just any kind of disaster that we've had, it's funny because people, as soon as they're out of the woods, it's just go, go, go. And nobody stops to think about, oh, maybe I should plan for the next one, because it's inevitable that some sort of disaster or crisis or something's going to happen to your business. It might not be a global one like a pandemic, but it could be a structure fire. It could be a key manager leaving, like something that could significantly negatively impact your business will undoubtedly happen to your business in the future.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because we forget quickly. And that's why some of these things happen over and over and over again, right? I mean, because
yeah, exactly.
It just, like, whether it's financial markets, whether all these other things that happen, 2008, as you mentioned, all these other things. I mean, that's kind of what the reason it does. So we hope that we learn from it and we move on, but not always the case. So that being said, tell us a little bit more about the book and when you plan to kind of launch this and all that good stuff.
Okay, so yeah, so the book is all about how to create a disaster plan, and it can be technically any plan, but it runs through people through the whole process of just like really understanding what their business is, who their team is, who their customers are, that type of stuff, and then identifying potential disasters to plan for, and then we walk them through how to actually create a disaster plan. So it's not it's up to the reader to go as detailed as they want, but we've got a workbook that goes along with it that'll help them, you know, just get through the plan. And it's one of those things where it seems like a daunting task, but once you walk through it and just do it one time, you know, I think a lot of people will realize that, A, it's not that hard. You know, it doesn't take that much time. And, you know, like a lot of the work that they do can be repurposed elsewhere. And I mean, the interesting thing is I've read a handful of studies that have talked about like how important like disaster planning and preparations are for, these were for like government communities, that type of stuff. But the ballpark number, it varies depending on the study, but they say that, you know, it's about for every dollar that you invest today, you save five down the road, you know, when a problem arises. So, you know, we like to say that not only dollars, but hours. So the amount of time that you put in now, you're going to get back hopefully at least fivefold in the future when something bad happens.
That's awesome. So, and when is the expected release, just roughly? Do you have a date yet, or you?
We don't have a set date yet. We're looking for mid-August. I think I forgot to drop the name of the book in there. It's called Seriously Now What? A Small Business Guide to Disaster Preparedness. But we're looking to, we'll have the digital version out beginning to mid-August, and then we'll have paperbacks out shortly after that.
And the reason I asked you that, Corey, is because I was like, because I know how to get a book done. The only way to get a book done is to set that date. You got to set the date for when it's released. You got to put it out there. And then the book finishes and then you publish it. And then you're like, whew, that was some work, like you said. So I'm excited for this book to come out. And I think it's going to help a lot of business owners. So that being said, Corey, if somebody is listening to this and they do want to learn more about SB Pace or to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that and to follow up?
The best place is just to go to our website, which is sbpace.com. Like I said, that's an acronym for Small Business Planning Advising Coaching Expertise. All the information is on there, contact information, social media, et cetera. Everything will be there. And once we get the book a little more solidified in terms of a launch date, and all that information will be available as well.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Hey, Corey, really like the work that you and Julie are doing to really, you know, help business owners out there with preparing for disaster preparedness. Not only that, though, obviously all the other great work that you're doing for them consulting and coaching wise. So great program you're running there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Corey, thanks again for coming on the show.
Yep, thanks, Adam.